Hey guys. Hi, Krista.
Morning. Good morning, Erica.
Hey, Krista.
Hi. Okay.
Where are we at? Is Bobby coming? Do we know?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I spoke to him yesterday. Hey, Ben.
Hey, good morning. Or how's it going?
Yep, still the morning.
Still morning.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Bobby's here.
Bobby's fans. Here.
Good morning. How we doing, everybody? Look at Dale. I tried to call you yesterday and you weren't around.
He was surfing.
I did. When I go out for my walk, I don't bring my phone with me.
Okay.
That's smart. Got to set boundaries.
You're right.
Somebody's got to have some kind of music while you're walking, right?
No.
Okay, so Eric, you're gonna start with the Marine thing. I better pull up some good Army stuff, some good Army pictures for backgrounds. If you want to go there, I'm gonna go there.
No, I just want just walk. You know, you whistle while you walk, or is it whistle while you walk?
Yeah, Greg, come on. Yeah.
My buddy.
Your buddy.
Let's see, we got 1, 2.
You're killing me.
Actually, we got a
quarter. Army's birthday, so come on.
Are we missing his day?
This is Eric Ensley. Is Eric Dwayne on as well?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm here.
I heard Eric, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing
Eric's
much
Eric's up
on
there,
that.
Yeah. With Dave Hahn and once we get Dave Hahn on here, we can rock and roll. Hey, thank you, Erica. This is awesome. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad it worked out. Thank Carissa. She found our account for us.
No, it was Jenna.
Carissa, thank you.
Oh. Yeah, this is a lot better than last time.
I'm gonna take credit.
Yeah, so we can get started when you want, Bobby.
I was waiting for David Hahn to get on, but okay. I guess I one more minute.
Yeah, we could wait for him.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you try to get in at 11 and it takes, look at it. And got a nice little, we're working on it. This is, get Kevin in here. Look at this.
Yeah, I'm here.
Look at this. Okay.
Every time I look at Carl, he has a different background.
There he goes.
You know what? That's the best use of a ship is to use it as a parking lot for an Apache helicopter.
You know, Carl, you've got too much time on your hands. You know that, don't you?
Well, no, I do spend a lot of time on Zoom, to tell you the truth. But of course, there's all kinds of real traditional Army, you know, that kind of thing. So
Kevin's here.
He's got all these pictures all stored. Huh?
Well, yeah, because I spend a lot of time on Zoom with this education stuff. They think that we're 24/7 on the Zoom. So,
well, it's not just used for education, and it's not just used for meetings. It's also used for social aspects too. So you have to be a visual storyteller.
Exactly. Boy, Eric, well said. Well said.
Sounds like a CWO, okay?
Yep, it's warranted.
Warranted.
A warranty.
Oh, my God.
It's warranted. Oh, he's got them all. He's wired.
Boy.
And we got Mr. Munoz. Not Mario Munoz, but Mr. Munoz.
Mr., yeah, there he is.
I don't know how to change that.
All right, well, we're still going to wait just to... I know David's trying to get in, so.
Hey, Eric Ensley, your phone is 6550. That's you?
No.
No. Oh, there you are. Okay, I see the name. Got it.
You sound like you're a professional on this, man.
Oh, God, yeah. I'd like to. Keeping track of my mileage.
Well, all right, we're going to go ahead and start it. David, when David gets in, we'll let him. Okay, we'll call the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council meeting for June. Call it to order. And we'll have the council roll call.
Yes.
Jen?
Okay. We will start with Carl David.
Here.
And Eric Duane.
Present.
David Hahn. Robert McDonald.
I'm here.
Mario Munoz.
He's Rick. Quiet, he's
Mario.
Here, there we go.
Oh, perfect. Greg Ratz.
Here.
Dale Selfridge.
Yes, here.
Here.
All right. We do have quorum.
We do have a quorum.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All right, now's the time for public comment. I haven't received anything. Miss Erica or Jenna, did either one of you receive any public comment notices?
We didn't receive any public comment notices, but if there's anyone in the public who wanted to speak that called in, they can press *9, or if you're on the Zoom call, you can raise your hand at that time. Just another housekeeping rule, if you can just mute yourself just to eliminate any background noise, and then I'll let you take it away, Bobby.
There's something wrong about having a meeting and muting the sounds of a jet flying off the flight deck or Marines shooting. Anyway, moving right along. Is there anybody for public comment one more time? Hearing none, we'll move forward to the executive committee report. And I have a couple of things I'd like to share. I even wrote them down. I want you to know that I got a chance to speak to Assemblywoman Cottie Petrie Norris, you know, the Assemblywoman that got us the $2.9 million for veterans and for the apartments. And then I got a chance to speak with the lady that's running it at the agency for United Way. And she says, as of right now, they have three agencies that were awarded the contract. 37 veteran households have been housed, yay. And 21 veterans were housed through the Marching Home Initiative. So that's pretty spectacular considering that it just happened. It's working. Also, I have been on several conference calls with Congressman Harley Ruda, Congressman Lou Correa, and Jose Guevara, Assemblywoman Cottie Petrie Norris, and we have been talking about veterans' issues and those concerns for veterans in the community. I would like, if something comes up in your areas or when you're out walking or you hear somebody, if you're one of those places where you can hear something or you hear of some issues, something that's concerned to our veterans, please advise me, because I'm on a lot of these calls and I'm always asked what can we do for veterans and how we can better serve our veterans. So I just wanted you to know that I have that access to get that information out. So just send me an email or text me, carrier pigeon, whatever it takes, just get the information to me so I can pass it on. All right. I do know that Mr. Dillard, when he came out in February, worked with the Tierney Center to try to get the Volk Rehab back reinstated over at the Tierney Center because they had lost it. And they're already in the process of doing that. So that's, although the Tierney Center hasn't reopened yet, but still they are, the VA and the Tierney Center is working on getting that Volk Rehab program up and running again back at the Tierney Center. And let's see, the I think I sent most of you a copy of the Memorial Day program, the 30th anniversary that Newport Harbor High School put together, video. They did a nice video of, it was the 30th anniversary of their Memorial Day program at Newport Harbor High School. And so the students got together and put something in a video. What they had, one of the gentlemen was a member of the 442 Japanese unit. And then they had a couple other guys that they spoke and they did some things. So they did a real nice job with the video department and sent it out. So they kept it intact after the 30 years. And yes, they allowed me to say a couple words. Other than that, we can move right forward. Greg, you got anything you want to say? Mr. Rath.
Yes, I'm here, Bobby. No, but okay. All the work you're doing with the Assemblywoman, Cottie Norris, appreciate it, what she does. And I don't know if we're going to talk about it. It looks like all the money was pulled for the cemetery. Is that on our agenda? Do we want, is that something we can talk about or not?
Well, we could talk about it. Yeah.
What I understood, the state pulled all the money for the Veterans Cemetery because of the coronavirus. They're trying to cut costs, and that was all that money was taken out from who's the Assemblywoman who's been helping us, or the
Quicksilver.
Yeah, Quicksilver. She said, you know, you don't use it, you lose it. So apparently, we lost the money. But
well, hold on a second. There's an update. Okay. There's an update. So the it was supposed to be pulled to the governor to the governor pulled it, or they were going to pull it to because they needed it for the budget.
Right.
And Sharon Quicksilver, the Assemblywoman Sharon Quicksilver, got them to put it back in the budget.
Okay.
But we don't know, because I haven't seen the budget. I tried to look it up this morning. I couldn't find it. Maybe I looked in the wrong spot, but be that as it may, there's still a possibility the governor may pull it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He got it back
by the end of the month. I just want to throw that out there. But,
in the budget.
Okay. Thanks, Bobby. So, that's all I got.
No, it's a good idea. I mean, we're on top of it. That's the thing about it. Yeah.
Well, someday I'd like to be below that earth and at the old station. I used to be stationed at for 22 years. So we'll keep working it.
Okay.
Yeah, Bobby.
Well, I'm just trying to keep you in the loop.
Thank you.
All right. Next up is our Orange County Veterans Service Office update. I believe Mr. Eric Ensley is on the line.
Yes. Good morning.
Maybe. Okay.
So
it is Veterans Service Office.
Yeah, it is. The Veterans Service Office served 513. Veterans and filed 95 claims for the month of May. We processed 75 college fee waivers and handled 880 phone calls with 461 emails. So I think there's a nice correlation to the amount of people that we're serving, even being able to do so remotely. Maybe not as much as our previous year during the same time, but pretty close. That's all I ask.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir. Any questions for Mr. Eric? All right. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
Okay.
CalVet link, Mr. Ben Gales.
Thanks, sir. Good to see everyone on the Zoom.
There you go. There we go. There's that smiling face.
All right. You got me now. All right. Got the free and clear. I got the kids out of the room. Should be good to go. Yeah, some good stuff going on. The Santa Ana Veterans Village. Probably most of you have heard of that. That's the 75-unit permanent supportive housing complex. Supposed to go up in March. Just opened up in the end of May. And I just heard that they're over 80% full already. They did staggered move-ins to help with safety. And but yeah, it's obviously a really cool development for OC, you know, and other, in different times we'd all be over there, there'd be a big event, you know, a big celebration for that. But that's a good success. Bobby, that's good to know about, you know, the update on the United Way money to support, you know, HUD-VASH. Obviously a big deal there getting landlords to accept those vouchers, and nice to see that we're making some headway on that. Employment stuff, really cool event coming up this upcoming Tuesday. The Employment Committee of the Collaborative has a series called the Career Pathways Series, and that is a series that's dedicated to helping educate veterans about different career sectors and job opportunities in them. And this upcoming Tuesday is going to be Blizzard Entertainment and Turtle Rock Studios. So those are obviously some big names. The event's going to be from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And there'll be, it should be going out. So if you're on the OC Collaborative distribution, you should get, you know, notice about it if you want to check it out. On the mental health side, just really happy to see a lot of good outreach being done in different meetings I've been in to let people know that services are still available on the phone, sometimes in Zoom settings. So definitely recognizing that that needs out there and trying to do something about it. And education, a lot of great leadership coming out of Region 8, our group that, you know, covers Orange County and parts of LA. A lot of work being done, led by Terrence Nelson and others, to the federal legislation, the Student Veteran Coronavirus Relief Act, doing a lot of support on that. And that's been recognized by a lot of federal legislative leaders too, that their contributions have meant something. So a lot of good stuff. I'm doing a lot of work with the CVSO right now. Eric's working real hard. He's getting, you know, requests from me to people getting their fee waivers, you know, done. And it's fee waiver season right now, college fee waiver season, and a lot going on there. And obviously, you know, Eric's doing a ton just to adapt to the situation and get things done. Not easy. Big kudos to him. Yeah, I think that's it for me.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Gales? Hey, good news about the Santa Ana Village.
Yeah.
Especially with the coronavirus and stuff, because I know that they're supposed to have a big deal to open it up in March. They had to postpone it. But that's nice to know that we've got these kind of things going in the county. This is awesome. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Next up is Mr. Kevin Alexander. Kevin, OC for Vets. I saw you somewhere. Oh, there you are in the left-hand corner.
I'm here. Thanks, Bobby. Let's see, OC for Vets, County Veteran Services. We've been active. There's been a lot happening. Obviously, with the pandemic, we've had to shift our approach to engaging with the community, but really making every effort possible to reach out and support the community with new and unique resources. We are still doing active outreach. So our peer teams are going out into the community and meeting with veterans. We were a big part of the move-ins into Santa Ana Veterans Village. The team supported, I think, about 20 to 25 veterans moving into the community over the past couple of weeks. We still have several more that we're working with to help get placed. Our clinical side of OC for Vets actually was doing the mental health assessments for veterans who are going in under our, it's a joint program between HUD-VASH and MHSA and our housing component of MHSA, which supports permanent supportive housing for individuals who are identified as having severe and persistent mental illness. So we were assessing veterans to determine whether they qualified for additional resources going into the Santa Ana Veterans Village. We have 20 apartments set aside specifically for this program. So far, we have 18 of those units filled or soon to be filled. I think 16 of the veterans are in. Another two are finalizing the process for their move-ins this week. So we only have a couple more of these MHSA units, which is, it's a very unique opportunity. So we're excited to be doing that in partnership with HUD-VASH. Outside of that, most of our therapeutic services are happening via telehealth. either telephone counseling or web-based counseling. The transition has gone really well. The veterans have been very receptive to engaging with the clinical team in this way. For those veterans who, for whatever reason, can't access the resources to engage in telehealth services, we are finding workarounds and getting out to the, into the community to ensure that any veteran who needs behavioral health services has those supports. And that's about it. That's all I got.
That's a lot. Thank you. So you're finding that web-based program that you guys have working out pretty well?
It is working really well. Obviously, as clinicians, we like to meet face-to-face and have that closer relationship, yeah. But we do what we have to do, and the veterans we're working with are finding it effective and are definitely amenable to engaging in telehealth services, and in some cases, more amenable to engaging in mental health counseling when it is telehealth, and they don't have to come in to sit down for an appointment.
Wow. Thank you. Any questions for Kevin, you guys?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mark.
It's a straight through just telephone, or do you also offer a Zoom or video chat, Kevin?
We aren't using Zoom. We're using another web-based platform. We're using WebEx because it is more secure.
Perfect. And that exactly, because I know there's security issues, right? Certain counselors can't use specific media platforms because of the secure, outlet.
Yeah. To protect confidentiality to ensure that we're watching out for our veterans, we went with a resource that was much more secure.
Right.
Our county IT department vetted this resource so that we'd be able to use it.
I love it. You guys are on it.
Good job, Kevin. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay.
Bobby, I just want to interrupt. Want to acknowledge David has joined the Zoom.
Yay, David. He's muted. Okay.
Sorry, just couldn't figure out where my mouse was. My apologies for being late. I lost track of time.
No problem, man. No problem. Did you find your mouse?
I did.
Good.
Squirrely little thing.
Okay.
Eric, what the heck is all that?
Oh, Dwayne, yeah. He's muted. He's into something else right now. He's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving right along with our agenda. Item number 8. This meeting, we're supposed to set up a nominating committee. So I put together a nominating committee chair, as in Carl David. And so just like all the other years, if you would like to be an officer, a chair or vice chair, please give Carl David a call and let him know that you're interested. I'm going to ask him to reach out to you too. But then again, it works both ways. And then at our July meeting, when we get together, we'll have elections. Okay? Any questions?
I had something, Bobby, before Dave said something, because it's not just if you want to nominate someone else also, and then I can reach out to that person and see if they would be interested. Okay?
Thanks for the clarification. Mr. David.
So we're having elections again for nominating committee. Why? Sorry.
Putting together a nominating committee at this time of year for elections for chair and vice chair for the next meeting. The nominating committee will come up with a list or some names or whatever, just like we've done in the past, and put on it at the meeting in July. But we also can be nominated from the floor if you so choose. But we just try to have the nominating committee because that's the way it says in the bylaws.
Okay.
All right.
So Carl will be on the committee, correct? And you, Bobby, or who else?
I will not be on the committee. Carl's on the committee. And if someone wants to be on the committee with him, he can call Carl. But I'm out. I mean, I'm off the committee. I mean, I just appointed. Okay.
Yeah, if anyone else wants to help, that's fine. I'll be the initial point of contact, and if we need a review of several folks, then I'll reach out. And Greg, you make a good point. And anyone else interested in helping, just reach out to me and let me know. And then I'll close the loop with everybody.
All right. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Communications report. Let's keep on going there.
Yeah, it's a double whammy with the collaborative. I wanted to reiterate what Ben was saying. The Region 8 has kind of expanded its operation. I don't know, Ben, you have a little more experience there, but they include Cal State schools. It's kind of a larger group than just community college. So there's an awful lot of veteran subjects discussed. In fact, it's the bulk of it, and they're doing a lot of good things through the community colleges and the Cal State schools. So I've made most of those meetings, and they're quite informative. The second thing is the collaborative meeting, general meeting, is at 3 p.m. today. So we'll have more information for the next meeting. So I'll be passing that on. And if anyone else is interested, I'll shoot the invitation to you. If you just reach out to me so you can listen in. I don't really have anything for communication because we've been kind of quiet. So other than that, if any questions, let me know.
Very good. Any questions? Okay, David Hahn, Vince Committee. We've been doing a lot in the streets, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. We've been doing things in the streets that aren't necessarily within our charter, but anyway.
Yeah.
I don't have any updates on the events. Obviously, as we start to loosen back up and open back up, we can get more events back on the calendar, updating the calendar again. Obviously next month, a couple weeks now, we've got July 4th coming up, and I need to start populating all the events for the 4th of July. But hopefully, if anybody knows of 4th of July events, please send them to me. Otherwise, I'll go through kind of the Orange County 4th of July events page and start adding those to our events calendar. And that's all I have, sir.
Dave, can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Good. What I'll do is...
Is there any...
Yeah, David, what I...
Is there going to be any 4th of July events?
That I do not know. I don't know how things are going to pan out.
I have a little feedback from Los Alamitos and Cypress. They're still talking about it mm-hmm. because Cypress broke out from the base, but the base is still looking to try and do something with social distancing mm-hmm. and using the runways and, you know, parking and those kind of things. So they're actually talking about it. I don't know what the final decision is, but at least they're talking about it.
Yeah.
I have received a notice over the weekend from Tustin, and they're going to do the fireworks show, but there'll be nobody in the stands. So they'll stream it live, but it reach out. I have to get back to Garrison Divine, because they're looking at getting some voices or trying to get some videos from some of the veterans to interject before the show and doing the fireworks and those types of things. So I'll get an update on what's happening, how many veterans they need, and I'll send it out to each one of you. So if you want to participate, we can do that. Mario, you have something to say?
I actually got a question for David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Were you able to find any food pantry events? I know Step recently did one this past month where it was veteran specific only, you know, friends and family of veterans, or if you knew right. a veteran, they did that in Santa Ana, and sorry for missing the meeting last month, but yeah, I probably should have gotten that out to you. But are there any food pantry events that you know of, David?
The only one that I was aware of was the one for Step, and I haven't seen any more come through.
Okay.
I have to kind of admit that I've been so heads down, focused on getting keeping the company up and running that I haven't been paying attention very much.
That's everyone, David. That's everyone. Don't worry about it. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, like I said, if I get any more information, I'll pass. I'm trying to send as much information I can get to you guys through an email that I get that I think that is apropos. All of us. So I'll continue doing that. And when I get more stuff from Mr. Devine, I'll send it to you, because it would be nice for our group to at least say something.
Right. Okay.
Oh, thank one you, Bobby. I'm sorry, David, I cut you off.
I was just saying thank you.
Okay. Thank you. One of the things will be I need to bring up, I mean, to back up a little bit on the communications effort. I've noticed this third Wednesday of the month, we run into, especially for some of us, that a lot of us that are on the call for the Orange County Veterans Military Families Collaborative, it kind of runs into each other. So I've spoken to most of you, and I've found out that it'd be convenient for us to take a look at maybe changing our meeting date and time from the second Wednesday of the month, from second Wednesday of the month to the third Wednesday of the month, which we are now, to the second Wednesday of the month. And there was a conflict of only one or two people about having it at 11 o'clock. So if it's okay with you, I've tried to work it out so that we can move the meeting to the second Wednesday of the month and have it go from 12 to 1 or maybe 1:30. Is Erica, does that work? Is that okay in your timeline?
We'll take a look at it in terms of scheduling, because we have other councils and committees that we have to schedule around. Luckily, we don't have to contend with a conference room schedule right now if the Zoom platform works.
Yeah.
We just need to make sure that we can staff it appropriately and support you. The only issue today in making a decision is that I'm noticing that it's not an item on the agenda that you can take action on. So it can certainly be a point of discussion, and you guys can settle on, you know, having a discussion about it. But in terms of taking any action on settling that and confirming that new meeting date and time change, we'll have to probably postpone that next month meeting so we can get it on the agenda.
Okay, not a problem. Just like I said, we have a couple of individuals that we're having time problem. We'll work something out. But yeah, fine. I'll put it on the agenda for the next meeting. Yeah, we can work it. But anyway, but basically, we'll try. I'll get back to you. I think everyone has agreed, and I worked it out with everyone. We spoke to everyone, so we're looking at Erica the second Wednesday of the month. From 12 noon, okay, on. And maybe you can get back to me, let me know if that works, so that we, if not, then we can work out something else, because we'll have it on the agenda for the next month's meeting anyway, for the time change, at least until we can get back to meeting again in real time, okay?
Okay.
Does that work?
Yep.
Thank you. All right, Bobby, everybody?
Bobby, I had an event, alibi. Dave, our AUSA golf tournament that's been scheduled on the schedule for a long time, every annual in September, just, because of COVID-19, just canceled it. So all the veteran participation and all of that will be changed. And we're not canceling totally. We're deferring it into after the first of the year. And then we'll have that discussion.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Council comments. Carl, you got anything?
For the group, the AUSA had a virtual Army birthday, which was absolutely stellar. General Carter Ham from DC, they did with former Sergeant Major of the Army Daily, hosted a virtual thing with entertainment and a tour of the Army History Museum. And I think it may be available on YouTube or something like that. So I'll be happy to share the link, and maybe we can put it out to the group. But it was absolutely outstanding. I was really impressed by what they did, and they had guest speakers. And the other thing is, we're doing virtual things with different schools and different organizations. And I would suggest that we come up with, again, a reminder that if you do those kind of things, submit at least a SEER report, some, or at least an email just with the particulars, so we can track all that and make sure that we're tracking all those good events for the good of the organization and the veteran population that we serve. That's it.
Very good. Dale Schaffner.
I just got two little things. I noticed Rich is no longer a member of the group, correct? Is that right, Bobby?
Moved to Florida.
Oh, okay. Is there anything in the works to...
You're breaking up.
Is there anything in the works to replace Rich?
You said something about replacing Rich?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, well, it doesn't look like I'm coming across vocally very well, so I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Bobby, he was asking if there's anything in the works to replace him since he's no longer.
Okay, it was breaking up on my, not yeah. that I know of. I would think that right now we've kind of, it's the city council has been, the supervisors have been really, really hard on something called COVID-19 and the health issues they've had and trying to find some money. So I don't think we are a priority at the present time, but I can check. I'll ask, okay? Can you hear me, Dale?
Yeah, I heard you. Thank you, Bobby.
Everybody else? Thank you. Okay, good.
Thank you, Bobby. He heard you. Made an order.
Yes. Yes. I'm making a note. All right. Okay. David Hahn.
No comment, sir.
Anything?
No, negative, Bobby.
Okay. Eric?
Yeah, so as you can see, I have a little growth on my face. I retired from the Marine Corps Reserves as a Chief Warrant Officer for April 1st. But as that was during COVID, I'm still waiting my retirement ceremony. So at some point I will shave. And I will invite you all to the retirement ceremony. It'll most likely be at Seal Beach Naval Weapons Station, where my unit is. Last unit is located. So stay tuned. And hopefully at the end of the summer or maybe before Christmas, I'll actually have a retirement ceremony.
We look forward to it.
Thank you, gentlemen and ladies.
Mario.
Everything was pretty much covered. Santa Ana Veterans Village, the VSO update. The OC for vets. That's pretty much it. I wanted to thank the Veteran Service Office for being very helpful. A veteran came up to me asking for help. One of the very few that actually reach out, those cards that we get where we put our information that, hey, we're here to help you. He actually reached out and we were able to help him out thanks to Rene Ramirez. So, what seemed like a big problem and ended up being something very simple where he didn't even have to show up. It could all be done online. So I'd like to thank the VSO for making it that easy. That's it.
Very good. All right, Mr. Greg Raths.
Well, I'd like to thank our United States Air Force Thunderbirds who did a beautiful show over Orange County last month and kind of put a little jump in our steps when we saw them fly over. Also, Patriots and Paws, their golf tournament they had planned for next month has been canceled, I believe, till next year. I'd like to congratulate my son who just finished 21 years of military service, 13 active, 8 reserve. He retires as a Marine Corps major. He was, like you, gonna have a big party, but that's been delayed till probably later in the month. So Semper Fi to him, and also like to thank Lou Correa's office. Whenever I have a problem, I go right to Lou's office and boom, it's taken care of. I mean, this guy's amazing, taking care of veterans. So with that, I want everyone to enjoy. Mission Viejo is gonna have a fireworks show over the lake. People are welcome to stand around the lake 6 feet apart with a mask on. But there will be fireworks at Mission Viejo Lake on July 4th, the evening. But our street fair that we usually have is canceled. So with that, I'll give it back to you, Bobby, our chairman.
I did have a saved round, sir.
What's that?
Beg your pardon?
I said I had a saved round, if I could be allowed.
Sure.
Just wanted to thank Ben Gales and Eric Ensley. I know that Mario had thrown out about the VSO. Had an issue with my own high school senior who is sort of being robbed of his graduation, but we're trying to work that out. Trying to get into college summer school. So what's required for that tuition waiver is obviously your statement of non-filing with the IRS. And, he hasn't filed. He hasn't worked. He's been a student his whole life. He's a high school senior. And now all the tax offices are closed, right? So bravo Zulu, big old BZ to Ben Gales and Eric Ensley, especially Ben Gales getting a hold of CalVet at the state level to go ahead and step in and advocate on behalf of my high school senior who couldn't get to the IRS and get that non-filing form. So yeah, I mean, just to piggyback onto what Mario was talking about, the BSO and all of our partners here, everybody really came together. So that poor kid is stuck in summer school for college.
I can attest to that too. Renee and Eric are just absolutely outstanding. So, because they helped me in a personal situation as well. So kudos to both of you guys.
Any other kudos? Any other? Well, okay. I want to say kudos to Erica and to Jenna and to staff for helping putting this thing together. Thank you very kindly. It's nice to see all of you, all your smiling faces. Two more things, and then I'll let you out of get off the we'll adjourn the meeting. I do want you to know that the second annual Minority Veterans Summit is scheduled for May 2021, and it's going to be in Orlando, Florida. So they're starting to work on the details. They had over 1,000 people last time in Dallas. So they're working on a Minority Veterans Summit. And it's going to be in Orlando.
Bobby, that's for the VA?
Yes. It's the Veterans Administration. It's the second one they've had, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
And the other thing is, if you have an opportunity to go on the Orange County Black Chamber website and you look at this, one, two, three. Number three box on the left-hand side is Veteran Services. And if you catch a veteran and needs some help or wants to look something up, I pretty much put everything on there that needs to be done with veterans in Orange County, in the county, and in the state, and then also in the VA and in the national. So it's pretty comprehensive. And also it has a list of all the schools and you can actually click on the school and it goes straight to the veteran service office at the campus. So it's, I spent some quality time on it. The COVID has done a wonderful job for allowing me to get some paperwork done. So if you get a chance, go take a look at it. Also have some pictures of the different events we've had and it's on there. So please take a look at it and go from there. Other than that, I don't have anything else to come before the group. Again, hey, Bobby, thank you all for being here. Thank you, Erica.
Hey, Bobby, can I get one more thing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know.
No, hell no. You had your opportunity a few minutes ago.
All right. You know, Mario had brought up the question about food pantries. I actually have a spread little document that was put together with a number of them listed. I don't know, Mark, could I send that to you, Bobby? Or is that a way to, maybe it'd be good for the whole group just to have that. I mean, it's just a strong family, strong children put it together. It's a pretty good list of where you can get food right now.
And you can send it to me and I can send it out to council members.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Carissa, do you know my email or maybe we I don't know if I have your email. Oh, I do, because you sent us the invite. Never mind, my bad. Okay, I will. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You know what, Ben, that's a good point because I know the OC for Business Council and 211 does a nice little thing that has all the information stuff on it. I'll pass that to all you. I'll send it up to the office, but also I'll send it out to you guys because it's pretty nice. It's got all that information. Thanks for asking. Okay. All right. Anybody else got something to say? All right. I don't either. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.
Thanks.